Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Jess.
I'm Tara.
Thanks for listening.
This is another episode of Guided Bullshit.
Yay!
Jess, how you doing?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Pretty good?
For it being 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm pretty good.
Dude, it's not 6 o'clock anymore.
It's still 6 o'clock in my head.
It's like 6:41.
Yeah, but the last 40 minutes, like, didn't happen.
It didn't happen?
No, you know when you get up and then suddenly you're somewhere and then, like, you're like, fuck, I could still be in bed.
Yep. And then Tara's like, no, get over here. There's coffee. We have things to do.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, I wish I was that kind of person who just could wake up at 5 o'clock. But I also realize that those kinds of people, like, go to bed at, like, 9 o'clock.
Yep. Yeah. My dad, while I was at home visiting, we had, like, watched a movie, and I got done, or I guess we got done at, probably about 9:30, but I was like, yeah, I guess I'm gonna, like, watch TV upstairs for a little bit, and hang out with the dog, and then I'm gonna go into bed, and I was like, it's 9:30. What?
And he's like, and yeah, it's 9:30, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, I gotta get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, oh, that's right, you're out of your damn mind. Forgot about that.
And this was like a Saturday?
No, it was Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
does he get up at 5 for work? Or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because it takes him like probably like 30 minutes to get to work.
Oh, okay.
And then like he gets up, he makes himself breakfast.
He takes his time.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandmother gets up at 3 o'clock.
What?
Yeah, because my whole family, up until we moved to North Carolina. What was that? I thought that was a bird behind me.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Did you even try this episode?
Do I ever?
Oh,
wow.
Good morning, Tara.
Sorry, guys. I don't even know if that would, like, pick up.
Maybe. Oh, probably.
That one
they're probably going to be like, what was that noise? Oh, that was that noise. It's very clear now.
That was Tara's ass. Sorry, guys.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyways.
When we lived in Pennsylvania, it was normal to have a 1-hour commute to work. And that's probably because... Shut up.
I'm sorry. I just keep thinking that people think I'm going to be, like, super disgusting.
Well, that's your rep so far, I think.
Damn it. Okay, so, sorry. Continue.
Yeah, that's... I don't even remember, actually.
Oh,
crap. Nope, it's gone.
It was a fart. It wasn't a crap.
Anyway.
Was your family, like, conditioned to get up super early?
Oh, I was talking about my grandmother.
Yeah.
No, I mean, their commutes were just so long. You had to get up at 3 o'clock if you wanted to make it to the post office. But, oh yeah, I have a family of people who work in the post office and had to drive an hour to work because they were driving into Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So, she gets up at 3 and goes to bed at, like, 7:30.
Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah.
I think that's when it falls. I don't know. It's just, I don't know how people can go to bed that early. I mean, I get it if you work, like, third shift jobs and stuff. Your body just gets used to it. But, yeah.
But,
ooh, I bet that's hard to get into.
Even that's not, like, healthy for you.
No. And then because, like, you're going to bed before the sun even sets. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess not during the winter, but,
yeah. Damn. Yeah, apparently there was a study about how third shift jobs are, like, actually pretty detrimental to your health because your body wants to sleep at night.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your body's not, like, it runs on, like, a certain schedule for a reason.
I wish we ran on sunlight. That'd be cool.
Yeah. But, like, what if something happened to the sun one day?
We're all fucked anyway.
But, like, we could survive for a little bit without
not really.
A little bit.
Probably,
I mean, like
an hour.
Maybe a week.
Maybe an hour. But we can survive, like, how long do you think it would take for the Earth to freeze over if the sun disappeared?
I don't know, because we've been heating it with all of our toxins for a while, so...
Okay, you're right. We might be able to survive a few days on our toxic radiation.
Yeah. We might become disgusting creatures, but... we could probably survive for a little bit.
And that is how evolution occurs.
Yep. Oh, man.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. So, I was, like, after I talked to you yesterday about the drag race, I actually looked up how long the track is for it, and it's actually, it says it's 10 feet longer than a quarter of a mile, or is it a quarter of a mile?
That's it?
But, it with room, yeah, it's 10 feet longer than a quarter of a mile, plus room for them to stop. But they only run a quarter, or a little bit over a quarter of a mile. Okay.
I was wondering how long it takes them to stop.
It takes them, like, maybe like 5 minutes.
Wow.
Maybe. Between, like, 3 to 5.
Hmm.
Because, like...
3 to 5.
It's like someone would run the track, and then... stop, pull off, and it was, like, immediately the next person.
So would they, like, drive around in circles to slow down? It's not circular.
No, it's a straight line.
Huh.
Yeah. That's why the parachutes help with the whole, like, slowing down thing.
Okay. But I think I'm just gonna have to see it.
In person, yes. You need to.
In case you didn't pick up, Tara went... to a drag racing show.
Yeah.
To a drag race.
It's just a drag race. No, I've been to a drag race and a drag show.
Yeah. You said, when you were telling Lewis about it, you were like, yeah, I went to a drag show. And I was like, wait, you went to a drag show? You're like, oh,
A drag race. I forget that those are, sometimes I just forget those are two completely different things. But, yeah, no, yeah.
But Tara's so diverse, she goes to both.
I go to both. That is probably the most redneck thing I'll ever like. But it's funny because there are also a lot of people there that, like, aren't rednecks at all.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of, like, older men there, but...
Well, I could see that.
Yeah. We typically go, in Bristol, Tennessee, they have... Thunder Valley, which they hold every year a
drag race. That's a great name, by the way.
Thunder Valley? It is. Yeah. And it's also, like, they did it on purpose because it's in, like, a valley.
I get it. Yeah. That's why it's great.
But, yeah, every Father's Day weekend they have, like, a weekend-long race where, like, qualifying stuff is Friday and Saturday, and then, like, finals are on Sunday. But we only go for Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
Man, there are people there that just, like, camp out. People are bringing their campers and, like...
Holy shit.
The people in front of us were like, alright, see you tomorrow. And I was like, ugh. Why do y'all want to hang out with each other for that long? Ugh, yeah. But it's really cool. And they have different categories. So, like...
How do you have different categories of drag races?
Because it depends on, like, the type of fuel that you're running off of. They have, like, nitro, like, cars that run on nitro, and then,
What is nitro?
You know, I wish I could tell you.
Okay.
It's just a type of fuel that goes really fast. It, like, burns really quickly. I think it said in one run they burned through, like, 15 gallons of
it.
Yeah. So.
Dang.
It's, the best is when they do, it's called top fuel, and I think my dad was explaining it to me, where it's, like, it's how the fuel sits on the car.
Okay.
Where, like, the fuel's towards the top of the car. Meh.
Meh.
Meh. But they have top fuel and funny cars.
Funny?
Yeah. I thought it was because, like, maybe, like, they looked funny,
chicken
but
fat, or, like...
Yeah, They're just, like, instead of when they go really fast, it's just laughter that comes out of the car.
That's
No, it runs on the same type of fuel as Top Fuel, but it's a different, it kind of looks like a race car, kind of, almost.
Okay.
So
it's not just, a miscellaneous category?
No. And those two are typically, pro racers, and those are the fastest and loudest cars. Those are the ones you have to have earplugs for. Otherwise, you will go deaf.
Really?
Dude, yeah. It shakes. When they go by, you have to, close your ears. And, as I was watching cars go by, I could sometimes see my eyes just, vibrate when they drove by. It's intense. It's one of those things that it's really hard to explain. You have to experience it. But damn it, it's so cool. they typically run I think the average is 3.7 seconds.
300 something?
Yeah, 300 and something miles in 3.7 seconds.
See, yeah, I can't imagine that.
Yeah, so those are the fastest ones. And then they have Top Fuel Funny Car. And they have, three other categories. One of them is, motorcycles.
Hmm?
Yeah. They have...
How do you drag race a motorcycle?
Dude, they do it. It's kind of crazy.
Do they go that fast?
They don't go that fast, but they do go really fast.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
They go... It's called Pro Stock Motorcycle. But some of them run on nitro.
Do they have, a protective shell?
Their helmet. And whatever gear they're wearing.
So they're going to die if they crash.
Yeah. It's a point and shoot kind of thing. There's no, steering. Which is how it is for a lot of these. Because, when you're going that fast...
Do they have a steering wheel?
It's the same as, a motorcycle. It is a motorcycle, Jess. It says they can run 6.8 seconds at more than 195.
Nope! Yeah. Not me!
Yeah, that's kind of
I did want to be a race car driver at one point, but I realized that you kind of have to be born into money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things like that, I realized.
Well, a lot of people did drag racing that didn't come from money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it was... just a community getting together and racing their cars. Mm-hmm. That's where it kind of originated.
Yeah.
I'm
sure there's a way to do it.
Yeah.
But with the initial investment of, a high-speed car.
Yeah. if you're doing, pro-level type of racing, yeah, definitely. Eventually. But... Because, my grandpa used to drag race.
Really?
Yeah, that's why he was, really into it for a while. He typically goes with us, but they had some kind of convention for church that they went to.
Oh.
Now
he's a church man.
Oh, dude, no.
I'm sure he's always been.
Yeah.
But Jehovah's, now church has trumped drag racing.
Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, really?
Yeah, my dad's side.
Oh.
Yeah, so they have, big-ass conventions every so long. It's interesting. But I think my grandpa and my grandma and one aunt are, really the only people that go to that stuff anymore.
On his side of the family?
Yeah. And I was okay, bye.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know when any of their birthdays are because they don't celebrate them. They don't celebrate birthdays or holidays.
Oh my gosh. Who doesn't celebrate birthdays?
Jehovah's Witnesses.
I mean, I know. That's lame.
Yeah. But, it was cool because since there were kids in the family, they would celebrate anniversaries, wedding anniversaries.
Uh-huh.
And so we always made it, a really big... party, pretty much, because there's a shit ton of people on that side of the family.
Yeah.
And, like, when your parents had their anniversary party, you would get presents, too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It was, like, Christmas and birthday combined.
Because they don't have Christmas and birthdays.
Yeah. And it was just kind of, like, a way to do, like, nice things for the kids, too.
That's okay. That's better, I guess.
I mean, I'm not saying every Jehovah's Witness person does that, uh-huh. but, like,
that's
my grandparents
tradition.
Did.
Okay. Well, I guess that's one. We were talking about at one point gift giving and how it's kind of lame to be obligated to give gifts on your birthday and Christmas and stuff.
Yeah.
So, but then I guess you're just obligated in a different way if you're a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. It's just like, we have to give people things all the time.
But then you have the whole year to plan out.
Yeah.
Birthdays aren't sporadically placed throughout the year.
It's just, like, so many people have birthdays. Like, how do you get...
So many people have birthdays. So many people have birthdays.
Just shut up.
I'm gonna make that the title of this episode.
So many people have birthdays. I'm fine with that.
Okay, good.
No, it's just, like, hard to get a present for every single person that you're friends with on their birthday.
That's why I'm only friends with, like, 4 people.
I know that's, like, partially true, but not really.
That's not the only reason I'm only friends with 4 people.
There's other reasons, like, people suck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm a mom, and it inhibits my ability to do social things.
You do mom things.
Yeah, mom things and social things are completely separate categories.
Yeah, but you do, like, social mom things. Like, kids' birthday parties.
Also completely separate category.
That's a category? Another category? Social mom events? There's
no,
mom
those
events,
that just
events?
Falls under mom.
Okay.
If it has a mom before it, it just gets dropped into mom category. Speaking of things I can't do.
What?
Because I'm a mom. I was invited to this super, like, I don't know if it's super exclusive, but it's, like, an invite-only, like, writer's retreat.
Yeah?
At this super cool place.
Where
up in Pennsylvania. I can't give too many details, but...
Oh my god, it's that invite-only.
Yeah!
Damn.
I mean, I didn't personally receive an invite, but somebody who did is allowed to bring guests.
Yeah.
And Lewis won't let me go.
Mm.
And I'm really sad.
I'm sorry.
He won't let me go because he doesn't want me traveling to Pennsylvania by myself with a bunch of people he doesn't know.
Fair.
I know.
But at the same time.
I'm just like, but this is a really cool opportunity.
Yeah.
And if I didn't have a kid, I'd be like, bye.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck what you say, bye.
I'm gonna go get drunk and write some stuff.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's like something that you can do when Salem gets older.
He made this argument, and of course, Lewis and his damn arguments, he was like, is this something you would let Salem go to? And I'm like,
when she's old enough.
I mean, that was kind of what I was saying, but his point is that I am, like, very, very trusting of people, and...
Yeah.
I do put myself in dangerous situations because I'm completely oblivious to, you know, how people really are.
Right. Well, I mean...
And I'm not saying that it would be like that or anything like that, but, you know, Lewis is always like, I don't know these people.
Yeah.
And I know you. And he's right. There are times when I'll just, like, go with something, even if it's, like, bad things to do, just because, like, okay, I guess if everyone else is doing it, it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yeah. I mean... It's definitely, like, good to be aware that people can be, like, really terrible people, but, I mean, I guess we probably shouldn't just assume that, like, we should be on, like, the lookout for, like, everyone's gonna do everything.
I know, and that's probably gonna be the biggest struggle as Salem gets older.
Yeah.
Like, no, Salem's not allowed to do this, and I'll just be like, we can't protect her from everything!
Yeah. I mean...
I was even, like, did you ever go to lock-ins in high school?
Yeah, but it wasn't, like, through my high school. It was through church.
Oh, okay. Well, that's completely different.
Kind of.
Maybe. Not really. I don't know.
Kind of.
Yeah, Lewis is like, Salem's not going to a lock-in. And I'm like, but they're fun.
Did you go to lock-ins?
I went to one, and that's where I got hit in the face with a with a, what do you call them, dodgeball. Yeah. That was where my dodgeball experience came
That's
from.
That's where your trauma
I wasn't even playing occurred. Dodgeball, and I got hit in the face with dodgeball.
What?
With a dodgeball. Yeah, I was, we were all in the gym, and there were some people playing dodgeball, and I was, like, walking behind everybody. And, like, nobody did anything.
Really?
Like, I just got whacked in the face, like cartoon style. My face, like, shot to one side. And then I look back, and, like, everyone's just going about their business.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's
like,
dodgeball.
Like, who threw that fucking ball? Like, but, you know me, I'm just like, okay, guys, here's your ball back.
Like, oh my god, Jessica, this sounds so sad.
I know!
Aww. I mean, shit like that happens. If Salem gets hit in the face with a dodgeball, she'll be fine.
Wait.
At a lock-in.
I don't think that he's worried about that.
I know.
I'm also not. I think Salem will probably stand up for herself more than I did.
Here's the thing. Like, I feel like Salem's gonna be a very bold person.
Yeah.
And you're not gonna be able to, like, control things she does.
I just hope that her I don't care about my parents phase is small.
She cares about y'all.
Well, yeah, but, like, everybody has that, like, fuck you, mom and dad.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen, and I just have to accept it.
Yep.
I mean, pray that by some miracle, it doesn't happen, but whatever.
Yeah, but most likely it will. But, I mean, that's just teenage angst.
Why do we reduce everything to teenage angst?
Because it typically happens when you're a teenager, that fuck you attitude.
Oh, I know. I was, like, being a teenager there.
Oh. I missed that.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. But it won't be too bad. You just teach her as much as you can about, like, not being oblivious.
Yeah, I'm probably the wrong teacher for that.
Or just be like, you see these things mom does? Don't,
like,
do them.
One of his best friends texted me at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning, like, drunk, asking to get coffee with me. And I was just like, yeah, let's get coffee. And then I told him about it the next day, and he's like, you what? And
see,
I'm like, okay, I guess I won't get coffee.
Man, I get it, but I don't at the same time. But,
well, this at the is time, at the time, I didn't. I'm like, why the fuck would he have any other intentions? Because, you know,
yeah, he knows.
Because he knows I'm with Lewis.
Right? Yeah.
But Lewis's point was like, no, guy, I don't care who the fuck you are, is drunk at 2 o'clock in the morning texting a girl to get coffee. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, maybe one way, maybe the other. I see your point.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, like, if it had been, like, any other time, I would have been like, there were no intentions behind that.
Yeah.
But it was 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's still, like, a really hard concept for me to grasp, the whole, like, guys and girls can't be friends.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe I'm just brainwashed at this point because Lewis so avidly believes that they can't.
But I, like,
but also, we're struggling to find proof of the opposite, so.
Yeah. Because, I mean,
and
I
of course,
know.
this doesn't exactly extend to homosexual relationships, because that's just a completely different category.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes it is kind of hard to be like, oh, well, you can't be friends with this person because you know that there are other intentions behind it.
Yeah.
From the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm like, why the fuck not? Like, why can't you be friends with people of the opposite sex? And there has to be,
well,
like, some
maybe,
kind of, like, drive behind it.
Maybe eventually that matters less. Because, of course, we're friends with guys now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm friends with guys now, and I'm obviously in a committed relationship. But, like, some of those friendships stick after that, and maybe...
Yeah.
You know, the point is that they don't start like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to I'm trying to think of, like, an example. I'm trying to, like, find a good counter to that. Like, being like, well, I don't know.
I became friends with this guy because... Because
we just wanted to be friends.
Yeah. But the only guys you can think of are guys that you eventually realize were into you.
Or vice versa. And they were into me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
Nope.
There's some people that, like... I guess we're not, like, really good friends, but we're friends. And it didn't start from anything.
Okay, give me an example.
I don't want to name names. Well, because, like,
pick a fake name and give me enough details that I know who it is.
I can't, because, like, the details that I'm going to give you are going to be, like, obvious and...
To me or to somebody listening?
To somebody if that person is listening. I don't know. I'm being weird right now.
Why would you be nervous about that person listening?
I didn't say nervous, I said weird. Two different things.
Why is it weird if you're just recognizing a friendship between them?
I don't know. God damn it, Jessica. Stop analyzing it! I'm stuck. Oh no.
Tara just realized that I'm even more right.
No, I didn't realize you're more right.
Okay.
So, man, this coffee's good.
Well.
Yeah, well.
So, I realized... that I really need to start taking something or doing something to help my memory.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. I looked up ginkgo.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say ginkgo biloba. My dad used to, like, jokingly tell me that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, every time I would forget something, he's like, Tara, you should get some ginkgo biloba. And I was like, you made that word up. That's not a real thing. And he's like, no, I didn't. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
My mom used to have this, like, oriental box full of these little vials of liquid ginkgo biloba.
Really?
Biloba?
Biloba?
Biloba. Is it biloba or bioba?
Ginkgo biloba.
Biloba.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Unless it I've was been super pronouncing cool. it wrong my whole life.
And, no, I think that's right. I think that's right. You know, I'm, like, 7 and think these are super cool.
Yeah.
And just wanted, like, I don't know if I ever took one. I think I thought that they were, like, some magical, like, adult thing. And I was afraid of figuring out what they were for. But.
Yeah. Dude, I mean, that's, you should try it. I've kind of always wanted to try it.
Well, apparently you have to take about 240 milligrams per day.
Holy shit. And I feel like that's a lot.
Over a course of... like, several weeks, then eventually you'll notice a difference.
Huh.
But there's actually research for it. Like some other things, there's, like, not really conclusive research. But it can help with your memory and, your eyesight.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. That's something I might want to look into. Because both of those things are bad.
The other thing that I found was just exercise. So I'm like, God damn it.
I mean, other than the fact that it's good for you in general.
I know. I'm just so bad at commitment.
Well, I mean, start small.
I know.
That way you don't, like, burn yourself out and you don't feel like it's as big of a commitment as it really is.
I also feel like, well, I don't know. I would like to think I'm the type of person who's like, okay, you have to set aside this time of day to do this thing every single day.
Yeah.
Like, even with writing, like, I need to get back on that train.
Yeah.
Like, writing and reading and exercise. But they're, and those are, like, such common things to put off.
Yeah.
But why? Like, if we say that we like them so much and we care about, like, our bodies or we care about our minds, like, why do we put off things that are so essential?
Because it's so easy to get sidetracked from it.
That's just an excuse.
Yeah, but if you think about it, like, there are times where you just want to, like, sit down and do nothing after work. Like, you just
every day.
You just need, like, time to, like, recuperate, and sometimes it's hard to just motivate yourself to not just sit down right after work.
Yeah.
Like, I know I have that problem. Yeah. I'm like, I just want to sit, but also, I stand all day.
Yeah.
But, no, I totally know what you mean by the whole, like, setting aside time. Yeah.
But, I mean, we can, like, so I guess because it's so active, it is such an active thing, like, especially with the advent of, like, Netflix.
Yeah.
It's so easy to blow, like, 3 hours, and you're just like, hey, so I actually did have the time to do this thing.
We have so many distractions put into our lives now.
Yeah.
Like, if it's not the internet, it's social events, after work, like...
I do condone social events, though. I think it's important to do stuff outside of the home.
It is, but if those things
But only, not at a cost to your own health.
If those things only take, like the writing, reading, working out, those only take 30 minutes... then, I mean, it's just us giving ourselves excuses.
Yep.
I mean, I know that, like, I was in a really good habit of working out for a couple weeks, and then I just felt like everything was, like, bombarded at once with, like, social events. I was like, oh, I've got, like, this person has having this, like, party thing that I have to go to, and this person wants to, like, go out for a little bit and catch up. Yeah. And
I don't know if you feel this way, but sometimes I'll feel like, depending on the social event, like, going to one obligates me to go to another one.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, if I go to this friend's thing, I have to go to this friend's thing.
Yep, because you don't want them to think that, like, they're less important, almost. Yeah.
So, like, sometimes I will just choose to go to neither.
Yep. I've definitely done that.
Time management is so difficult.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, it's something that's, like, we can easily work on. And I think it just seems more daunting than anything.
Yeah. I think because we make it seem like if we don't, like, give it 100% and, like, go full force, then we're failing.
But at the same time, I also kind of think that's our personalities. Because I'm the same way. And we're both Cancers.
If I'm not 100% committed, then...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm either going to do things like 125% or zero.
Yep.
Like, I don't like to put half of my effort into it.
Yeah. I've been thinking a lot about of our horoscope that we read the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know how much I have to say on it, but about, like, we have to wait, like, this week and a half-ish before we, like...
Yeah, I was honestly...
something spectacular, and I'm like, what is my spectacular thing?
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, I like reading them, but at the same time, I'm like... I'll put things off if it's, like, don't do anything this week.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't talk to anybody this week. I have to wait till the weekend to talk to them, because if something happens, it has to be on the weekend. Which kind of pisses me off now, because I could have done something this weekend, and I did it, and I think you know what I'm referring to. And I'm like, damn, that could have been it, and I didn't do it.
Well, Venus is entering our
house?
Our house, I think, yeah.
I don't know. I'm actually going to pull up our horoscope for this. Have you read this week's?
Oh, yeah, I read it. I need to read it again, though, to...
What was that website?
Astroberry.
Astro.
Y'all, Astroberry the best horoscopes you'll ever read. I swear.
Also, the first time I ever typed that in, I put Astro B-E-R-R-Y. Like, Astroberry. Like,
strawberry.
And I was That'd like,
be a super cool logo, like a strawberry comet shooting through really the sky.
Cool. With, like, what if it was, like, a comet shower with, like, strawberries and blueberries and blackberries?
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. Hey, let's take a break real quick. See ya in a minute!
Yeah, bye!
Okay, we're back.
We're back!
So, your horoscope?
Yeah, it pretty much, like, talked about, like, be careful with what you say. Like, don't carelessly say things.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, it was, like, just, I kind of, from what I got, it was, like, kind of be careful with what you say so you don't make anyone feel, like, insignificant.
Yeah.
Or, like, they don't matter.
Yeah.
But.
Have you found that to be relevant yet? It is only Tuesday.
Not really, I guess. Not yet, but it is, yeah, it is only Tuesday. And I haven't been in, like, my typical environment.
Yeah. I'm always nervous about when it warns me not to do something, because I'm like, now I know about it, now I'm going to be more likely and sensitive to doing it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, Lewis wants to get a dog.
Yeah.
He was at our friend's house yesterday, and she showed him this website. I don't know what the website is. I might be able to find it later. But apparently it matches you to an animal that's up for adoption based on, like, different factors, like your personality, and I'm assuming, like, your life situation and
Oh my god, this is like OkCupid for pets.
Yes.
Or match.com. Probably more like
eHarmony or
eHarmony match.
Yeah.
That's so really cool.
That could be fun.
But I mean, is it like just it's matching you with like the type of animal or like the specific animal?
The
like
specific
is it
animal.
A shelter that does this?
Yeah.
Okay. Does it go through all the shelters or like
I don't know.
Okay.
I need to look at the website.
Yeah.
I also think I just realized that I left my phone at home. So that's always fun.
Jesus Christ.
I'm so bad at these things.
Gigabaloba Jess.
Exercise. Fuck.
Damn. So, do you think you're gonna do that?
Exercise?
No. Get a... get a pet.
I guess so. I don't know. I keep seeing all these babies and, like, all my friends who had babies around the time that I had Salem are having their second baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I get a baby or do I get a dog?
Oh my god! Do I get a baby or a dog?
Do I have a baby or do I get a dog?
I mean, you could always foster an animal.
No.
Why?
No!
Why? Because if you can't just say no to why.
Because it needs to be an animal that, like, Salem can grow up with. That's the whole point.
Yeah. I get that.
I mean, I get fostering in that, okay, let's see if we really want to do this.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to, like,
that's why I
test
was saying,
out an animal and, like, return him.
Well, that's not how fostering works. It's not, like, sampling animals.
It's not?
No.
Okay, well, that's the only thing I would use it for.
You foster it until it can find a home. They can find a permanent home for it. I mean, it's just,
that
like,
sounds like commitment, and, like, I would have to, like, take him places, like, to show people.
Well, no. No.
Will people come to my house to see this animal?
I mean, maybe. You might meet up with people, but typically, like, the shelter can give a pretty good description of the dog and its person, or, I'm assuming dog, and its personalities and stuff, and then if the person sounds interested, then you might meet up with them, but, like, it's not just someone going to show up and be like, can I see your dog?
Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah. I'm thinking about getting a dog. Can I see yours? But, yeah. It's more so for, like, Because you just seem kind of torn on whether or not you want a dog.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's a good way to find out if...
I've been like...
No. We're not getting a dog. I will not have to lint roll myself every single morning. Like, that's probably my main reason.
Yeah.
And feeding it.
Yeah. Well, you don't... With... Not all pets you have to, like, lint roll.
That's false. I could get a naked dog.
Like, look, I'm... All my clothes...
You have cats.
Have you seen how much they shed, though?
Tara.
I mean, I've had a dog, too. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and I've had dogs. Big, giant, fluffy white dogs.
Yes.
Maybe that's why I'm so against it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like houses have, like, not all houses, but there's, like, this smell that comes with animals.
I mean, to a certain extent, if you don't, like, keep up with washing them or, like...
Cleaning.
Yeah. Then, yeah, they're gonna start to smell like animal.
I'll probably forget.
Probably.
I'll probably forget to wash him. I'll probably forget to feed him.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll probably forget to walk him.
Trust me, that dog's not gonna let you forget to feed him. Animals don't let you forget.
I don't know, sometimes Salem will be like crying and crawling on me, and I'll just be like, what's wrong with you? And she's just hungry.
Oh my god. Well,
I'm a horrible parent.
No, you're not. You're really not. But, well, you should get a dog then.
Maybe after the next baby.
Yeah.
I told Lewis we can't start thinking about a dog until after Pokemon Worlds in August.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, that squirrel was just in that pond.
Is he wet?
Yeah.
Did he fall?
I have no idea.
Did he fall or take a bath? Or was he trying to go after some fish?
Who knows, but that was really funny. they're a huge commitment. Like, if you think, like, a baby is, like, you have to take them everywhere, it's, like, the same with a dog. You can't just be like, oh, I'm just going to leave this dog at home all the time.
Because he will destroy everything.
He'll destroy everything, and they're just like,
but
really...
it's also legal to leave your dog at home.
Yeah, for a certain amount of time.
I mean, yeah.
If no one's taking care of him.
Yeah.
But it is one of those things where, like, my friend got a dog, it might have been, like, a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now she was like, yeah, well, I, like, thought about joining a gym... But now I can't because, like, after I get home, like, get off work, like, I have to let the dog out of the kennel because the dog's been in the kennel all day, and then I feel bad, so I can't go to the gym because I can't take the dog to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she could go on runs.
Yeah, she still, like, gets exercise, yeah. Like, she goes to the park and stuff. But
yeah, it's gonna have to be. Oh yeah, that squirrel is like all wet. He's like dragging himself.
Really?
All over that like bamboo trellis.
Oh,
like he's not
God.
Even using his back legs. He's just like, ugh,
why am I wet? I don't understand.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
Sorry guys, I should have taken a video.
It was really
but
cute.
I don't have my phone! Isn't that a weird sentence? I should have taken a video, but I don't have my phone.
Kind of?
Do you know what I mean?
I mean, Elliot's that?
I mean, it's not weird to us now, but my point is, like, 10 years ago...
Oh, yeah.
Someone would have been like, what?
Oh my god, that squirrel is so cute!
Isn't he? I told you!
I also think squirrels are super adorable. I love squirrels.
It's only because they're fluffy.
Kind of.
It's pretty much
like
only
because
they're fluffy.
I was about to be like, no, they're just, like, squirrely.
They're squirrely.
Like, like, the adjective that when you're describing something is, like, squirrely?
Yeah, you're referring to a squirrel.
Yeah. But I guess you can't really call a squirrel squirrely.
I mean, that's really the only thing you can call a squirrel.
Cute, adorable, awesome.
But mainly squirrely.
But squirrely, yeah, would be number one descriptor. I've always wanted to, like, you know those videos where it's people, like, fostering, like, baby squirrels?
You're not doing it.
But I've always wanted to.
I know you have. That's why those videos are so powerful.
Yeah, they are. I just, like,
would, but this is like, also why people get, like, baby kangaroos or baby tigers.
No, not, like, get them as, like, a pet if there's nothing wrong with them, but, like...
But that's why people do it.
But I don't think that's okay.
No, I know.
But some of those people, like, take care of them and, like, get them back to good health and then release them back into the wild.
I'm not saying there aren't good things.
I would never fucking have a kangaroo.
I've actually never seen somebody foster a baby kangaroo. I was just using an exotic animal.
Happened.
Probably.
I just feel like they would break all my ribs.
Probably.
Just like,
I mean, not
one
like
swift
as a
kick.
Tiny baby, but
oh, they're so cute as tiny babies.
I've never seen a baby kangaroo.
What?
Like a baby kangaroo.
They're just like
the ones that fit in the little pouch.
Tiny version of a kangaroo.
That is still so weird to me that animals have pouches.
Yeah.
Like how did that come about?
Who fucking knows? I don't know. I mean, that's just like how they were made.
I know, but like, how did they evolve to have pouches? It just, like, I feel like if you're gonna evolve to have a pouch, like, that's not so necessary to your survival that nobody else evolved. Unless they had a pouch. Or, like, that nobody else... Like, nobody else survived unless they had a pouch.
I don't know. Okay. And that's kind of, like, how porcupines have, like, quills for, like, defense. But not every animal has quills for their defense. Like, it's just a different species kind of thing. Like, they were just made differently.
I mean, I understand the basics. It's just fascinating to me.
Yeah. I wonder what it would be like to be a baby kangaroo in a pouch.
I wonder what it would be like to be a mommy kangaroo with a baby in its pouch.
I feel like that'd just be, like, being pregnant.
Probably not. Like, imagine being pregnant and, like, having this zipper at the top of your belly where the baby could just pop out.
That's terrifying. That is fucking terrifying.
Exactly!
A little toddler just, like, peeks out of your belly.
Not ready yet. I'm gonna go back inside.
No, I can sleep some more.
I mean, obviously, I think the pouch is for after they're born, but,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
Man, I feel like being that baby kangaroo, though, it would just be like, you know those mornings when we're like, I don't want to get out of bed.
Every morning?
Everything's, yeah. Everything's so comfy.
Every morning it'd be nice to be a baby kangaroo in a mama pouch?
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
We could hire someone to just carry us around in a sack on the front of them. Not, like, on their skin, but, like a sack. Just, like, carry me to work and, like, I'll ice this cake while sitting in your pouch. You can stand for me.
I'm pretty sure there are fetishes based around that idea. So there's probably
really?
Somebody out there who will take money for that.
That's weird.
I mean, like, not that exact idea, but... Maybe.
Probably.
There's some weird ones out
there.
There's
fetishes for everything. Yeah. Dude, so you did an earwax candle?
Oh.
I almost completely forgot about that.
I actually don't have that much to say about it. I mean, I feel like I haven't had to use Q-tips in the last few days, so that's nice.
Yeah.
You know how when you use a Biore strip and, like, you can't stop looking at it?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that, but, like, way more gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Did it just, like...
You're just like, how do I have that much earwax in my ear? And some of it you're not even sure if it's earwax or just the burnt candle.
Right.
There's, like, this powdery stuff in the very base of the candle, like, the tube, like, if you look inside it after you cut the top off. But, like, I don't know if that's earwax or just, like, just, like, candle. Because it's, like, cotton strips. I guess it's cotton, like, covered in wax, like, swirled, like,
so in where the tube. Where did you get that from?
Deep Roots.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I expected it to be, like, in a package of, like, two, but we walked into the store and I couldn't find them and I'm looking around and then I see this drawer, like a Tupperware type, like Rubbermaid drawer.
Yeah.
And it's got all these circles on the front of it and I'm like, oh. And I open it up and sure enough, it's the tubes of earwax candles. So you just like buy them by the one. You just open this drawer and you pick up your earwax candle and it was like $2 a piece.
Oh, that's not bad. No. I don't know why I thought they would be more expensive.
I mean, me too. I thought I was going to, like, buy a set.
Yeah.
That was, like, $15 or something like that. But no, they're just the candles themselves are really cheap. And it was just really awkward going through the store with just my earwax candles. Or not earwax candles, my ear candles.
Yeah. Can you tell the difference on, like, hearing?
Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I think that'd be really cool to do.
Yeah, except Lewis was not trying to help me. He's like, this is fucking weird. And I'm like, but there's fire over my head. You have to supervise.
I need an adult. Damn.
People claim it to be very, very relaxing and all that. I think I had the candles a little too far in my ear, so it made us a little sore.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, that's definitely why my ear is so sore.
Yeah, so maybe not stick it far in your ear.
Don't, like, let it rest in there. You gotta hold it.
That's crazy. Yeah. Stop pushing on it. Ow, this hurts. Why? I still need to touch it. Ow. Dang.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
You should let me do that one time.
Okay. Oh, my God.
What?
I just remembered... college when we tried to clean your ears. Part of
when what?
When we tried to clean your ears out.
With a fucking, like, turkey baster or whatever.
We tried to, like, power wash Tara's ears with a turkey baster. I guess we were thinking of, like, those baby suction things, and I'm like, oh, well, the closest thing we have here is a turkey baster.
And that's what we're gonna use. It was...
We sucked up water and just, like, shot it into your ear.
Because that's what... I mean, it did feel good. Because I had to, do like, go to the doctor, and they did that once, but not with a turkey baster. But I...
A more surgical version of a turkey baster?
I had, like, such bad buildup in my ear that it was causing this, like, really awful headache, and I didn't know what it was from. And so... It ended up making me feel sick, not only, like, as a headache, but, like, physically, I, like, thought I was coming down with, like, some flu or something.
Yeah.
And so I went to the doctor, and I was like, I don't know what's wrong, and they, like, checked everything out, and they were like, you've got crazy buildup in your ear.
But not an ear infection.
Not an ear infection. And so they took this cup, and they, like, it was, like, formed to, like, perfectly fit under your ear, and then they took this, like, really powerful, like, squeezy thing and squirted it through my ear, and dude, it was fucking disgusting, the stuff that came out of my ear. Yeah. And then the doctor was such an ass. He was like, this is how they clean elephants' ears out. And I was like, really, dude? Like, are you comparing me to an elephant?
That's gross.
Like, why'd you have to tell me that? Cool fact.
So do you feel like your ears could use a good ear candling?
Yeah, dude. I have such bad hearing, and, like, I constantly, like, feel like I have a buildup.
I should start to pay attention to that, because I feel like I have really, really bad hearing, so maybe my hearing has improved in the last 2 days.
Everyone at work makes fun of me, because of my hearing.
Make fun of me.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, they'll walk around, they used to do this thing, because I would be like, wait, what?
And so now they're like, wait, what? And I'm like, hate you guys.
I hate it when people try to, like, make your voice and exaggerate it, and now we just sound like Valley Girls.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, I don't sound like that.
We do need to do an episode on accents, though, because, like, regional accents within the United States. Because being from Pittsburgh and coming down here and starting to develop a southern accent, ooh.
See, I feel like you don't have a southern accent.
Every now and then a little twang comes out, and it's not, like, this sarcastic or ironic twang. It's like,
it's
oh,
just
fuck.
There. It's like, shit, I've lived here for too long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like North Carolina.
My accent's actually gotten, like, it's gone away a lot.
I think I've noticed that.
Like, from when I first moved to Greensboro, that was one of mine and Lewis's first interactions.
Yeah.
Not reactions. But we didn't even know each other, and he was working at the CAF, and I was getting a sandwich, and he's like, what kind of cheese do you want? And I was like, white cheese. And he's like, what? And I was like, white cheese. I automatically heard myself say it. And he was like, no. What did you originally say? And I was like, fuck. I was like, white. And he is like, where are you from? And I was like, Hickory. And he's like, oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, ever since, like, I haven't lived there, it's gone away a lot.
Yeah.
If I go to visit for, like, a week,
yeah,
it comes back, and
yeah,
I'm just
same
like,
same thing when I go to Pennsylvania.
Yikes.
I just start talking, like, real, real, real fast.
Yeah.
And you can't understand the thing I'm saying.
Yeah. It's weird how that works.
Yeah. I don't know.
All right. Well, this has been a good run.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hope you've enjoyed our babbling.
Yes, we have, but we're also just like the sound of our voice, probably.
We do. Except when it's recorded. We still think we sound awful, but
yeah.
Whatever. We don't have to talk about that.
All right, guys, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, if you want to tell us we're awesome or we suck, email us at guidedbspodcast@gmail.com.
guidedbspodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you, Jess. What?
I had to repeat it for myself. What if they missed it?
Then they can rewind. All right, thanks, guys.
Bye.